Hot Columbus Day with highs near 90 all this week, lows near 60. It's the Buckmaster Show next on AM 1030. KVOI, The Voice.
Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster, along with my friend John Couch. Mr. Couch is filling in for the vacationing Ray Carroll. Not Ray Carroll. Ray Allen.
You didn't know that Ray Carroll was moonlighting here at the radio station.
Oh, my goodness. I was up too late. Too much debate stuff last night. Anyway, John and I welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on this Monday, Columbus Day, October the 10th. A move underway to change Columbus Day to Indigenous Day. Yes, it's already happening. And it's also Canadian Thanksgiving Day for all of our Canadian friends. I hope you have your turkey and all the fixins. The Buckmaster Show on AM 1030. AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. And, of course, we start off our Monday show with our Monday political face-off. Our team of commentators this week, Bruce Ash is here. Mr. Ash is in his fourth term as Republican National Committeeman for Arizona. And we welcome to the show for the first time a newcomer, Aaron Rottenstein. Mr. Rottenstein, treasurer of the Pima County Democratic Party. Aaron, thank you for coming in.
Appreciate it's a pleasure. Thanks
seeing
for
you
me.
And welcoming you to the program. And Bruce, good to see you. Hope you had a good weekend.
Thanks, I did. Welcome to Aaron.
Thanks, Bruce.
Known your family for many, many years. You're a credit to them.
Thank you. It means a lot coming from you.
He really is. Aaron's, 31. 31. Spent 5 years in D.C., pretty much, working for various political candidates and elected officials.
Yeah, I primarily worked on the Hill.
The Monday Political Face-Off, sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985, specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services, and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com, and of course, they're on Facebook. Because Aaron is new to the show, Bruce, you're going to just have to wait, because I'm going to ask Aaron what Aaron thought of the debate last night. Did Donald Trump do what he had to do, in your opinion, Aaron, to kind of stop the bleeding?
I think it depends on where you put the benchmark for stop the bleeding. Clearly, he did enough to get his running mate back on board and not off the ticket. To that, I want to extend my congratulations to Mr. Trump. But when we look at the polls this morning coming out, when we look at, you know, just the gut reaction that most of the folks I've talked to have had, it's clear Hillary Clinton won this debate again. But before we dive deep into the debate, I think it's important we put a little context around a really unique weekend in American political history.
48 hours ago.
Right? I know. Yeah. I know. what came out in that video on Friday was one of the more disturbing and frightening instances that I've ever experienced in American political, in American presidential politics. The you know, graphic descriptions of and bragging about sexually assaulting women is something I never thought I would have to come to terms with from a presidential candidate. The language he used was abhorrent. And the fact that it was so casual, that he was making those comments about women who were in the video, was a real deep look into a man who's got decades of documented abuse and mistreatment of women. And so going into the debate, it was very clear that it was going to be an ugly, ugly episode. Donald Trump started right off the bat digging up some really ugly and unnecessary attacks on the family of a presidential candidate. And it just went downhill from there.
All right. Let's now bring Bruce Ash into the conversation. And Bruce was very quick on Facebook last night to say that Donald Trump is the new comeback kid. So obviously from that, Mr. Ash, you believe that Donald Trump did what he had to do last night.
Yeah, Donald Trump did do what he had to do last night, and he acquitted himself very well. I think it's really a byproduct of our current electronic 24/7 Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, kind of Twitter environment that we have seen some of the things that have come to light. You know, FDR was a philanderer, so was JFK, and of course, so was Bill Clinton. And Bill Clinton's exploits in the White House were rather well documented. And as much as anything last night, Donald Trump had to go on the offense. There were four women, one who actually was paid in a legal lawsuit for injuries she sustained by the actions of the former chief executive, and the rest of them have made charges against Mr. Clinton over a period of time as well. And there certainly has been an awful lot of discussion over the years, not just during this campaign, but over a number of years where Hillary Clinton chalked up these charges to a vast right-wing conspiracy. Well, all four of those women, and there could have been a lot more as well to attend last night, but all four of those women were there, including the adult version of a 12-year-old who was brutally raped when she was a 12-year-old. And there are actually tapes of Mrs. Clinton when she was a public defender bragging about how she got this guy off. And suggesting that maybe this young woman deserved what she got. So, you know, everybody has a little bit of blood on their hands. There certainly were some body parts and as well as some blood left on the floor last night.
It was weird.
But you know, and actually, let me go to a positive. Let me just go to one positive thing.
You and Mr. What his name? The last guy that gave the Mr. Bone.
Ken Bone. Yeah, he's the clear winner of this.
Yeah, you want to go to a positive thing? So did Mr. Bone. He says to each candidate, "What is there any redeeming value?"
Yeah, well,
that
and actually,
have?
And that's what I want to talk about. Okay. Because. Hillary Clinton, and for that matter, even Bill Clinton, mm-hmm. They were and are fighters, and they've never given up, and they fight the fight. I mean, that's part of what we're seeing here in this campaign, and I'm glad that Mr. Trump didn't knuckle under, as most Republicans typically do, under that kind of withering fire. And to Mrs. Clinton, who pointed out that Donald Trump's children were a byproduct of a lot of good parenting from both mom and dad, I thought was a very, very gracious thing to say. I was glad, as I'm sure Aaron was, to see the two of them shake hands when they got finished, because that didn't happen at the beginning.
It did not
happen. There, you know, there was an awful lot of pressure, an awful lot of bad stuff going on, but that's not how politics is played, or at least shouldn't be played.
And Aaron, a lot has been made of the so-called body language that came out of that debate last night.
Yeah, you know, I call me old-fashioned. I would rather talk about the policies mm-hmm. and politics as opposed to things like body language. But I think it's really telling that when confronted with the numerous documented instances of Donald Trump being aggressive and predatory to women, not just in the video that came out on Friday, which was, you know, deeply, deeply disturbing, but for years. You know, there was a former employee in 1995 who settled a multimillion dollar lawsuit with him because she was sexually harassed. There were graphic, really shocking instances and details of sexual violence in his first divorce proceedings. We've heard dozens upon dozens of beauty pageant candidates describe the numerous times where they were forcibly kissed, they were touched, they were ogled, they were forced to listen to lewd comments and awful descriptions of their bodies. We've heard Donald Trump refer to his own children in objectionable ways. He's implied that the only reason a female reporter would ever question him in a confrontational manner is because she's menstruating. He's called women dogs. He's called them pigs. He's called them whores. And for the only response to be, but Hillary Clinton's spouse isn't a perfect person, is just frankly unacceptable in 2016 and in this election.
Well, let's talk about the real issues here. And the real issues in this election, talking about charges back and forth, mm-hmm. is that Hillary Clinton lied under oath to Congress. Hillary Clinton deleted over 33,000 emails in violation of law. And furthermore, she did it after she had received a subpoena from Congress. And she almost surgically had her server cleaned up so that nobody could get to it. Now her server, as well as others, are out of the mix for future investigation. Clinton is responsible, no matter what anybody wants to say about losing American lives in Benghazi. She was responsible for the tragic reset with Russia, as well as bad decisions all through Northern Africa. She has proposed massive tax and spending increases for our country if she becomes president. And while she's been paid over $200 million for her public service, Hillary Clinton has proved herself to be a hypocrite who sucks off of Wall Street while she pretends to really care for Main Street. And that's what I'm offended about.
Aaron, we'll get your reaction to what Mr. Ash just articulated, but we're going to take a break right here. It is our Monday political face-off. Bruce Ash and Aaron Rottenstein with us. Aaron Treasurer of the Pima County Democratic Party, his first visit to us here on the face-off, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge. We'll be right back on the Buckmaster Show with more of the face-off. If you would like to join in, 790-2040, we welcome your calls. Be right back.
It's time for the Humane Society of Southern Arizona's second annual Sweat for Pets Walk, Run, and Roll, October 23rd at the University of Arizona Campus Mall. Bring your well-behaved canine companion and all your friends and show your support for your hometown animal shelter. All proceeds go directly back to saving the lives of the homeless and neglected animals at the Humane Society of Southern Arizona. You can win prizes, too, including a Fitbit and an Apple Watch. Win a custom T-shirt when you raise $100. Register today and start building your team at sweatforpetstucson.org.
This is Bill Buckmaster. One of my passions is travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport, with six airlines flying nonstop to 19 destinations and easy one-stop connections. I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient, with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com, travel smart, and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. The Regional Transportation Authority funds new sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bike lanes across the region to enhance our regional mobility and safety. The RTA's 20-year plan also includes roadway improvement projects and expanded transit services to provide added convenience and accessibility. The RTA continues to deliver its promise to you to make our region a better place to live, work, and play. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Today, more than ever, consumers want to work with a business they trust. Hi, this is Suzanne Miller with your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, reminding you that thousands of consumers go to tucson.bbb.org every week to inquire about trustworthy businesses. Is your business accredited with BBB? To find out more, call Celeste Angelini at 520-345-5837 or go to tucson.bbb.org and remember to always start with trust.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Tuesday on the Buckmaster Show, why are so few Hispanics visiting our nation's national parks? Also, Tucson Weekly arts writer Margaret Regan with the Fox Tucson Theater Arts Report. The program is Buckmaster. It's on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's voice, with worldwide live streaming, podcasts, and our archive on my website. That's buckmastershow.com. Welcome back. It is the Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Bruce Ash is here along with Aaron Rottenstein. And Bruce, I should have asked you, what'd you do this weekend?
I did a lot of gardening, which I normally do.
And then you could have given a nice plug because you told me during the break that you were at one of our fine sponsors,
Green Things.
You love Green Things.
And for anybody who hasn't been there, they have the most knowledgeable people helping out.
No kidding.
And they lugged a big ceramic pot that we purchased from one side of the yard all the way over to our car.
Mm-hmm.
And that pot, any place else would have been 30% more than its list price. And from there, and this wasn't a Bruce Ash special, this was just a regular special, they knocked off another 30%.
Whoa.
Because that's what they're doing with their ceramic pottery. And it's gorgeous. I put two cactus things that I'd cut off of one of our existing cactus and put it out there, and it just looks fabulous.
Mm. Well, Aaron, you and your young family are going to have to start getting into gardening.
We're going to have to work on it.
Yeah. Before the break, Bruce had quite a litany of things that Hillary Clinton has done wrong. How do you respond to that?
I think we respond to it the same way we have when the Republicans have been attacking Hillary Clinton for the last 25 years. And it's just to keep winning elections and keep fighting for the things that we're fighting for. Look, we've investigated these emails ad nauseum. The investigations at this point are longer than we investigated Watergate. They're longer than we investigated September 11th. Nothing has come of them, whether it was Congress, whether it was the FBI, whether it was the first Republican appointed to look at this, or the second Republican appointed to look at this, or the third one. Nothing has come of them. And now when Vladimir Putin and his online spies hack in and release these things in order to prop up the candidacy of Donald Trump, again, Bruce and Republicans nationwide are trying to make a hay of these. It's not going to work. What other criticisms were there? I forget now.
I don't know. Bruce had he went on for about a minute. I know.
Well,
that.
Let me just comment on on Aaron's mention of the Russians.
Mm-hmm.
U.S. intelligence services, which aren't run by Republicans, just today debunked comments that Mrs. Clinton made about the so-called Russian connection. There seems to be no direct connection or indirect connection to anybody within the Russian state who has hacked these emails. And the information, for example, that was turned over just this past Friday in a email dump of nearly 2,000 emails. That charge is just false on its face. There is no question that when you are under subpoena by Congress, first of all, Mrs. Clinton should have never, and she even kind of sort of makes an apology for it, she should have never been maintaining a private server where she conducted her State Department business. Arguably, there were several hundred classified emails, and they don't have to be classified to create a problem, but to have the ability to be classified that come into play. You know, there was just a contractor last week, Aaron, who leaked some information that he had through his contracting company. He was a hack, a guy who cleaned up hacks, right? and he disclosed some of that information. He's currently facing federal charges. Mrs. Clinton, while she was under subpoena by Congress, had those emails removed. 33,000 emails.
3 years of investigations in Congress into this, and nothing's happened.
And so, you know what?
At this point, if we're going to say that there's still something to look at, you got to look in your own caucus. What's wrong with Trey Gowdy? What's wrong with Jason Chaffetz that they haven't been able to find anything?
Well, let's talk about
the FBI director said nobody under any conceivable imagination could find anything criminal about what Hillary Clinton. This was the FBI director.
While she was under subpoena, she destroyed those emails. She destroyed the server, and now the servers, the laptop computers of two of her chief aides, have also been taken into custody by the FBI.
It's this
never
type
to be
of
used,
insinuation and innuendo that leads us to what we saw last night, which was where we had a presidential candidate say that he was going to jail his political opponent.
All right, we're going to go. I'm sorry, Aaron. We're going to go to the live line where two callers are waiting right now. I believe Richard is first. Hey, Richard.
Hey, Bill. This election to me is a reflection of how ill our democracy is. Russia. Let's just take that for a subject. There's absolutely no questioning of the Pentagon's foreign policy in our nation as we load up on the Russian border. We are literally putting missile defense systems and offensive systems on the Russian border without anybody in our nation questioning it. You know, and by the way, the Russians, 14% of Russia is Muslim. They have a much greater interest in the Middle East stability than we do. And I've got an echo here, so I hope I'm not killing you with my accent. But
you're breaking up a little bit. Richard, I'm going to have to let you go. You're kind of breaking up there, but thank you for the comment. Chuck, you are next at 790-2040. Chuck?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, Chuck. We can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, good. For your Democratic guest, he indicated that there was nothing found on the emails whatsoever. Well, that's not true. They found classified information on several of them. So I just disagree with that.
Okay. Aaron?
Yeah, like I said before, we've had years and millions of dollars of taxpayer money wasted on these investigations. The FBI director said that there's no conceivable way anything criminal had happened. It's time to move on.
Carl is next at 790-2040. Hey, Carl.
Yes, I was in the military for 20 years.
Thank you.
I dealt with classified most of my career. Somebody stripped the message headers off of those messages before they got to her server. She may not have known anything about it, but somebody had to do that, and it is a violation of the law to strip those headers off because the material is still classified.
Aaron?
I really don't know how to respond to that one.
Bruce, go ahead. Jump in here.
Well, that's a good comment. I'm not aware that headers were stripped off. I know that the emails that have been discussed seem to have headers on them, and they also had markings which indicated that they could be considered as classified information. So I can't really answer the question that you've raised, though, Carl.
All right. So here we are, bottom line. Only got about a minute left, Aaron and Bruce. So what does all this mean? Is it going to impact the email issue? Going to impact the election?
The emails have nothing to do with this, and I think it's a little bit of a shame. You know, we're three men sitting around, and we've spent more time talking about emails today than the fact that there were videos released on Friday where a presidential candidate bragged about sexually assaulting women. Mm-hmm. If there were three women around this table, I promise you the time spent would be very, very different. The fact of the matter is Hillary Clinton is going to win 4 weeks from tomorrow. She's going to be inaugurated as president on January 20th. And when we look at the half-hearted dismissals that Republicans have been giving up and down the ticket, it's going to cost them up and down the ticket. John McCain's seat is in grave jeopardy right now. We have an opportunity.
Because he came out?
He came out with the most politically opportune statement at the most politically opportune time. The fact of the matter is he supported Donald Trump 63 times in the last couple of years. He supported Donald Trump when he called women pigs and whores and dogs. He supported Donald Trump when he attacked a Gold Star family. He supported Donald Trump through all of this, losing $1 billion in a year of his dad's money and taking it as a tax break for the next 20. Okay. And so, you know, his words are a little bit too little too late.
All right. Bruce Ash, you're going to have the final say today.
Well, Hillary Clinton has been in the public eye here in America for over 25 years. She served as a U.S. senator, really without much distinction, but mainly she served as Secretary of State and had one foreign policy disaster after another, working with and in coordination with Barack Obama. If we're looking for real change, the real change, the disruptor, the chaotic candidate here is Donald Trump, and chaotic and disruptive in a positive way. If you're looking to defend the status quo, which is what Mrs. Clinton has been doing for about the last 60 days, then your candidate is Hillary Clinton. If you think the world is great and you're satisfied with the new normal, vote for Hillary Clinton and see how that turns out.
All right. Bruce Ash, Aaron Rotenstein. And Aaron, thank you very much.
It was a pleasure. Aaron. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate having you on the program today. The Monday, and of course, we always appreciate Bruce's participation as well. The Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Check it out. Moe, and Bruce is a huge fan of Moe's, too. We've talked about.
I'm a contributor there.
Yeah, you are a big contributor over at Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, moesgallery.com, and on Facebook. Thank you, Moe, and thank you and your family for your support of the Buckmaster Show. We'll be right back.
As a local manufacturer of windows and doors, American Openings would like to recognize another local business, Williams & Associates. Burt Williams and his team have just received the 2016 National Promotional Products Family Business of the Year Award. This national recognition is given out annually to only one of 20,000 companies within the industry. American Openings is grateful to Burt and the entire staff at Williams & Associates for helping businesses grow and employ more people, because the cure to poverty is a job.
UA Arizona Repertory Theater proudly presents Hands on a Hard Body, based on a true story and infused with country, rock, and gospel. This musical follows 10 down-on-their-luck Texans, each desperate for a new lease on life. They're determined to endure days in the Texas heat for a chance to win a brand-new hard body truck. The last one standing with their hand on the truck wins it. Go to tickets.arizona.edu to see this musical of strife and friendship among competing strangers. Sponsored by Madden Media. Season sponsored Chapman Automotive. Hands on a Hard Body at UA's Arizona Repertory Theater. Tickets.arizona.edu. Who we?
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in TUS. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. featuring regional, national, and international news, local opinion, and views from top national columnists, business and technology news, auto reviews, books, and the box office, plus sports and a look back at the Old West. The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
Business owners and managers, upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593. If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show, located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show on this Monday, 10-10, October 10th, 2016, Columbus Day and Canadian Thanksgiving Day. So a couple of holidays there. Our monthly scam alert is presented by the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, and we try with our scam alert to really get some very important information out. Suzanne Miller is with us from the Better Business Bureau, where she is does such a great job as the communications manager. Suzanne, good to see you. And we've got plenty to talk about today, a couple of scams.
Oh, yeah, we definitely do, yeah.
And so I hope you can give us some insight on some of these scams, especially this being Cybersecurity Month.
Yes, it is Cybersecurity Month, and it's, you know, it's also the election season. So we have a lot of government grant scams that are going on, and I really want to, you know, with the election buzzing and the government scams on the top of the charts, we want your listeners to know how to look out for themselves. And thanks for allowing the BBB to be here and be on your show and to speak with your listeners.
Well, I think it's very important, the work you're doing, and especially the work concerning some of these scams, which in so many cases, Suzanne, target our older population. And then, you know, when it comes to this, let's talk about the Social Security scam. Suzanne, how is that one playing out?
Well, with the Social Security scam, you get a letter in the mail, and it seems to be from a nonprofit advocacy group, and it claims that Congress is attempting to abolish Social Security. Fortunately, this group is working to save the benefits. That's what they tell you.
Oh.
So they are allegedly mailing referendum ballots to every senior citizen in the country, allowing them to vote to keep the government program. And, of course, that's a concern. So, you know, it gets people's attention. And to keep up its work, this group needs your donation now. And a donation of $16.45 will pay to mail an additional 36 referendums on Social Security to citizens across America who feel the same way as you and me. And, of course, the donation is a scam. If you send money, you'll be out the $16.45. But more importantly, victims who fill out the form.
That's what I was – yeah, the $16.45, yeah, Suzanne, just gets you in the door,
exactly,
for the scammer, because they want credit card information.
Exactly. That's just a way to make it seem like it's a legit. You know, they put numbers, mm-hmm, to, you know, what you're going to – you know, get from that, and people are like, oh, okay, this must be real and it's legitimate. But they're getting your credit card information, and you're opening yourself up to ID theft. And then pretty soon you'll see fraudulent charges on your credit card. And this, you know, and the scam varies slightly in different reports. The name of the advocacy group may change, and so does the exact language. But you really know that it's a phishing scam, and you're going to be giving them your information. Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to give these people and you were going to lose just $17, well, yeah, you could chalk it up, I guess.
But right, and then that's what people go, oh, well, if it's not, see, you know,
it's less than $17,
bucks,
I mean, but then when they get the credit card information, look out. That's just the beginning.
Exactly.
So how do you spot these phishing expeditions, these phishing scams? You know, how do you protect yourself?
You know, it's the same tips that we give in general, because you really just need to be wary. If you're asked to act immediately, scammers typically try to push you into action before you have time to think. So let that be a red flag. And don't share your credit card information. Like you mentioned, Bill, mm-hmm. that's the best way to just, throw your money away.
Opens the door.
And there's no end to that bucket. You know, they'll wipe you clean. And if it seems too outlandish to be true, it probably is. And that's kind of where the $16.45 comes into play. People go, oh, it's only $16.45. Well, that's just the beginning. So that is kind of a tweak on it, but most of the time they're promising you something to be too good to be true. And you need to know your government, because in the United States, referendums are not held on the national level.
No, they're not held through the mail. I mean, people vote through the mail on referendums that are put there by our state legislature.
Exactly.
Not by a group that's asking for money in your credit card. So
exactly.
Know about that. So,
and
you know.
And it's different state to state.
Exactly. So watch out for that one. And now, while we're talking about politics and the government, there's a political donation scam in keeping with the season.
Exactly. And that's why we really wanted to reach out to all of your listeners, because this is the time where they're, calling on, every second of every day up until election time. And, they'll be sharing information, but then they're going to, talk you into donating. Do not do it over the phone. Just don't do that. If you really want to, support your whichever, I'll try to stay in the middle
whatever
here, but
cause.
Right, whatever you want to do, give directly to their website, and always make sure there's an S after the HTTP, because that's a secure site. But back to the scam and what it looks like, they really, every year it's, there's always something, and it comes in waves as to what the theme is. But with the election season, there's nothing bigger than the 2016 presidential election. Mm-hmm. So the way that it works is you get a call from someone claiming to represent a political candidate, raising money to support the campaign. They may be collecting funds for a specific cause, such as health care reform, or they just really just want you to support the candidate in general. And they'll say that they're on behalf of a group of people, such as veterans. They ask you if you'll donate and specify an amount of money. Again, it goes to that amount of money. It makes you feel like it's legit.
And I bet a credit card. They're asking you for a credit card somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And There you go. There's your red flag.
Yep.
So please listen to that.
And then there's the campaign con. This one's going around. So, donate directly to campaign offices. Watch for these spoofed calls.
Mm-hmm.
The polling companies, Suzanne, they don't offer a prize to the Bahamas.
Right.
They don't offer a cruise to the Bahamas.
Yeah, you're like, oh, hey, 2-for-1. Yeah, that's not going to happen.
And polling people don't ask for your personal and banking information.
Right. Never give your checking account information. And if you ever give donations, do it by credit card. Again, only to the sites that you trust. But a credit card, you can deny the charges. If you give your checking account information, do not use a debit card. That information is going straight to your checking account and will drain you. And we just cannot say that enough.
On KOLD, they had a story, a reporter, and they were talking with a woman who had received a Facebook message that led to a scam.
Right. Yeah. That is actually going to play this week, too. So this is you know, it's back to scamming, and it's a government grant, again, mm-hmm. the government mm-hmm. theme of this
That's
month.
That's the theme of the month. It's election month. Of course it is. Yeah.
Even on social media, you're, you know, they're coming for you. And it's that note that you get from your friend saying, hey, did you read about this? Did you see this? And somehow they got their Facebook profile cloned, and it's not them that's sending this message. So this gal, you know, she's smart, she's sassy, she's aware of what's going on, but she sees that it's from her friend, and they're communicating, and she's thinking, you know, they're answering awfully short answers, and this is not really doesn't sound like her, but she said this link is, you know, legit. So she clicked on it, and it sent her to the profile of Agent James Robertson, who represented the Social Private Assistance Government Program, who offered a $50,000 grant if she sent them information and a $650 MoneyGram.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So she was to send with the notation of the particular allocation number that he provided and a PIN number and a MoneyGram. So, but the agent was not, and they told him not to tell anybody. Well, that's another red sign. So she had all kinds of red signs. She didn't lose money because she was smart about it. She, you know, played this safe, but that's what happens. And there's just cloning of Facebook.
Yeah, be careful with Facebook. Change your password a lot.
Yeah,
that's what
absolutely.
I try to do. I mean, that's going around, the cloning, and there are, you know, the free giveaways, the viral videos, the custom profiles. Just be very, very cautious.
Yeah, and so, make sure that your privacy notation on there is private to just your friends.
Exactly.
That's the biggest thing. If you open it up to the public, that's how you're going to get cloned.
Happy hour coming up.
Yes, have a Halloween.
Where is that one going to be?
So that's going to be at Riley's, and we're going to have a great time. It's going to be on the 28th, and we're going to have a lot of networking, great food, costume contests. You know, Riley's used to
Riley's
be a mortuary,
on,
right?
Right. Riley's on the 28th for the BBB Halloween Happy Hour.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we want to send people to tucson.bbb.org, all sorts of wonderful information. Also, the BBB Facebook. They do such great, you and your team over there. You have Pam Krim has put together the best, I'll tell you.
We have an amazing team. I'm honored to be on this team.
Suzanne Miller, thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill.
Great to see you. All right, 12:45 on the Buckmaster Show. We'll talk politics again. Sharon Bronson is on our live line. She'll be up next right after this.
I'm Dr. Kevin Lehman. You know, I've written 36 books. One of my best, I think, is Have a New Kid by Friday. Hit the New York Times bestseller list. Maybe you'd like a new home by Friday. Maybe you're driven up the wall by bugs and the pests that Tucson, Arizona has. Hey, do yourself a favor. Call my friend Shelby Hawkins at 5-Star Termite and Pest Control.
New 5-Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
This year, the Regional Transportation Authority celebrates 10 years of delivering projects across our region. More than 755 multimodal projects help you reach your destinations. By delivering both mobility and economic benefits to communities throughout Pima County, the RTA unquestionably makes a difference in our region. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com.
Experience the best of the Canadian Rocky Mountains with the rail journey on Rocky Mountaineer. You'll travel alongside the powerful Kicking Horse River and pass by monumental landmarks from the early days of the National Railway. On this legendary route, you'll see postcard images around each bend, including stays in picturesque Lake Louise, with scenic tours of Jasper National Park, and much more. Contact Bon Voyage Travel to plan your Rocky Mountaineer rail journey today. Bon Voyage Travel, your travel experts.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion presented by Green Things. GreenThingsAZ.com, their fine website. They do these free workshops, gardening workshops, Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. Go to the website, find out what is planned for this weekend. Let's go to the live line now. Democratic incumbent in District 3. She is the chair of the Pima County Board of Supervisors, first elected to the board in 1996, Sharon Bronson. Supervisor Bronson, how are you?
Fine. I am just pleased to be joining with you today, Bill.
Thanks a lot. Your Republican challenger, Kim DeMarco, will be my guest tomorrow. Bottom line, Supervisor Bronson, why should voters give you another term?
I think the bottom line is a simple one. Number one, we're number three in the nation now. Pima County is in job creation, number one in Arizona. We've cut taxes by $32 million. We've invested in some great infrastructure when it comes to economic development. And I think most of all, because we're headed in the right direction, we need to continue that momentum and make this community the great community it can be.
We hear over and over the roads. That's the big issue. Are the road conditions improving in Pima County?
I think they are improving. We've made some additional investments from our general fund. Is it enough? No. We're going to have to invest more, perhaps through the Regional Transportation Authority, because it's not just a Pima County issue. It's a regional issue. Whether you're in a city, unincorporated Pima County, or somewhere else in the state, this is going to require some more investment, bottom line.
Why can we do anything about the tax structure? Are the taxes at an area right now that you're comfortable with, our property taxes?
Well, we certainly have. We're the only county in Arizona that only generates general fund revenue through property tax. I think we need to diversify that revenue source and reduce property taxes. Reducing property taxes will just encourage new businesses like Caterpillar, Worldview, Accelerate, home goods to invest in this community. So it's trading property tax for another form of revenue, and we need to have that community dialogue to see if that's what folks want to do.
Some have criticized the taxpayer-funded incentives. Are those incentives needed to bring companies like Caterpillar to Pima County?
Well, every successful community, successful state, has engaged in the 3P partnership, the public-private partnership. That is a primary reason that Caterpillar relocated here, because the public and private sector were working together and were in constant contact with Caterpillar to encourage them to relocate in Tucson. So I think, yes, if we're going to be successful in a 21st century economy, we need to continue the 3P program model.
I think we have a listener who would like to ask you a question. I believe Jim is on the line. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Bill. Hi, I'm Ms. Bronson. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you fine, Jim.
Oh, okay, good. Hi. Given the recent revelations of the Pima County Sheriff's administration, do you still support Chris Nanos as the sheriff?
I think it's not a question of whether the Board of Supervisors supports the sheriff, but whether, in fact, the people who vote him into office do. So we don't have control over that. He's an independent elected official, so it's up to the voters to make that decision.
All righty. Jim, are you still there? Did you want to follow up? No, Jim is gone. Anyway, getting back to the road condition, that is there money for putting road repairs into the budget? This seems to come up a lot, Sharon Bronson.
Well, we have $350 million that we collect in property tax. Typically across the state with the 15 counties, money used for road maintenance and also for capacity improvement is funded through highway user revenue funds. The state has swept some of those funds. We don't have an equitable sharing. So I think one of the ways to invest in roads in this community is to change that paradigm. We need Pima County residents need to get their fair share of HERF revenues. Now, with the $32 million, we did property tax reduction this year, and we've reduced the size of government, but we also invested additional general fund dollars in road maintenance. But that's not the most equitable way to deal with this challenge that we have.
Well, you have said that the most important thing, your top priority is stabilizing and expanding the economy. Mr. Huckleberry was on the show a week or so ago saying there's quite a bit of, if they come true, there's quite a bit of some good jobs on the horizon. What do you say to that?
Well, I think Caterpillar, I mean, we started with Accelerate. Caterpillar has accelerated that direction. And I think, you know what, their number, they're one of the top 50 firms in globally, and I, with them coming here, I think that nexus is good. You're going to see some more good news, whether it's in our, we have some economic strengths. That's in aerospace and defense, in transportation logistics, and in biotech. And I think with Caterpillar, with Worldview, with Accelerate, that's what's going to set the tone as we bring, as we help new firms decide to relocate to this community.
All right. I think we've got one more. John, we've got one more, right? We got Ingrid on the line. Ingrid, real quickly, I've got less than a minute, please.
Okay. Nobody asked me if I wanted to be in this public-private partnership. Will I still get dividends from Caterpillar, for instance, when they make a profit?
Okay.
I think you actually will see that come to the way we crafted the public part of the public-private partnership. In all instances, there's a return on investment for Pima County taxpayers.
Sharon Bronson, thank you very much. What about your website? Where can people find out more about your campaign?
www.sharonbronson.com, and we hope you'll visit.
All right, Sharon Bronson, thank you very much. Have a great afternoon.
You too. Thanks, Bill.
All right, that's Sharon Bronson, the incumbent in District Number 3, Kim DeMarco. Her opponent is scheduled to be on our program tomorrow. All right, this portion of the Buckmaster Show, presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Just a three-hour drive over to Silver City, and I'll tell you, we send so many of our listeners over there, John. People have a great time. Yeah, they really do. Have you been over there, Mr. Couch?
I have, and
It's a great visit. Yeah, good place to visit. And there's plenty of things to do, like hiking in the Gila National Wilderness. And check it out. The website for Southwest New Mexico is southwestnewmexico.org, and that's spelled out. And it has, on the website, they spell out the many things to do, like visiting Pinos Altos, the neat little mining town that is just north of downtown Silver City. And again, it's only a three-hour drive. And they also list the many great places to stay in the Silver City area. All right. We have lots of local talk. We do a lot of national talk, like Michael Medved, that show coming up next. It'll be interesting to see what Mr. Medved has to say about last night's debate. And then we have at 4 o'clock, For Tucson with Mike Shaw. For Tucson at 4. Tomorrow morning, 3 hours of Wake Up Tucson from 6 to 9. Then me, Bill Buckmaster, back with you with the Buckmaster Show. We'll be here at 12:04. On behalf of my producer-engineer today, Mr. John Crouch, we thank you. We hope you have a great afternoon and evening.